एंगेजमेंट एंड कॉल सेंटर, कस्टमर कम्युनिकेशन मैनेजमेंट और CCM. CCM टूल्स आर सॉफ्टवेयर प्रोग्राम्स. दीज प्रोग्राम्स हेल्प्स यू टू मैनेज बिजनेसेस कम्युनिकेशन अमंग अ वैरायटी ऑफ प्लेटफॉर्म्स. हैविंग द बेस्ट CCM टूल्स विल हेल्प यू टू इम्प्रूव कस्टमर सेटिस्फैक्शन, विच इन टर्न इम्प्रूव्स द सक्सेस ऑफ योर बिजनेस. देर आर अ वैरायटी ऑफ कस्टमर कम्युनिकेशन टूल्स अवेलेबल टू बिजनेस ओनर्स एंड फाइंडिंग द राइट वन इज इम्पॉर्टेंट. New advances in automation technology have allowed for improved performance, opening a new market for upgraded business communication. In today's world, we have a huge amount of information about our customers at our fingertips. Utilizing this information to provide better customer experience can improve business over time. The use of automation in CCM tools can help you to advance the customer experience. The benefits of having a CCM solution may seem clear but can be complex. Everything we do in our business affects our customers. Ensuring that each customer's experience is positive is important. CCM tools can help advance your customer experience and more. Improve customer experience. CCM tools help you to enable and manage all your communication in an easy format. You can see all the communication across channels in real time. This can help you to provide quick responses that meet your customers' needs. Moreover, you can focus in on your customers' preferences. You can use these tools to build a personalized interaction for your customers and communicate with them when and how they prefer. CCM platforms include dynamic and interactive portals to provide high quality interactions. Use interactive charts, forms, sliders, and more. Use tools that will make your customers happy and make them feel in control. CCM systems provide your customers with convenience. They can reach you when they need to without waiting. One of the worst experiences is having to wait in an endless line. Right? Provide your customers with a quick response that they will appreciate. In no matter which industry you are, quick response is what the customers will always appreciate. Improve business efficiency. CCM tools are very easy to use, allowing you to create a quick and efficient customer experience. You can even manage these tools yourself, allowing you to cut costs for IT management. Automation will make customer support so much more easier for you. Why pay the high costs of having an entire team dedicated to your customer support? You can simply use the automated tools available to you to make customer care easy. Cut extra expenses in your business and have much better customer care. Improve speed. Using customer communication tools with automation can improve the speed of your customer care. Customers want immediate responses when they need your help. They don't want to wait. If they don't receive it, they may go to somewhere else and not your platform or your product or your brand anymore. Automation allows you to provide immediate responses across all channels. Your customers can receive the assistance they need fast. This will make them happy and that will improve business. Improve branding. Staff that cooperates effectively and software that seamlessly streamlines each task results in omni-channel communications delivered in a cleaner package for your brand. Whether we are talking about one document or a whole collection of them, they have the opportunity to shine when the work behind them is easy and efficient. And with a customer communication management tool, your marketing or branding team can specify a style sheet to be used across all documents and outputs, unifying your look and feel regardless of which team originates the document. That's what a customer communication management tool can do. Automate everything to a level that it is same and similar across departments, across people, so that it becomes one and the branding is even more impactful. Different types of CCM tools. There are a lot of different customer communication tools available to businesses today, each with its own benefits. Finding the right combination of tools for your organization is paramount. 87% of customers stated that they would pay more for better customer service. So, providing the best experience you can is vital to a successful business. Electronic forms. There are many ways to use electronic forms in your business. Using them to improve customer experience can be very, very, very helpful. Streamline orders, identify problems, and resolve questions. Using ordering forms can help your client make purchases without help. Interactive forms can ensure that your orders are accurate, making the process quick and simple for you, the customer, and everybody else. Using forms in the customer service part of your business helps you as well. Allows customer service representatives the ability to see order history, improve communication between departments. The more knowledge they have, the easier it is to help the customer. Chatbots. These days, people hate to talk on the phone. Most people would prefer a chat or a text service over calling on the phone. Using a chatbot that utilizes automation services can help you communicate with customers. Providing customers with a chatbot service can give them immediate answers. They can use the service at any time of the day and no need for the call centers anymore. Even if the customer has a more complex concern, chatbots are great for screening. You can use their automation to go to the screen the call and to route it where it needs to go. You can use this automation to screen the call and route it where it needs to go. Wherever you need the call to go, you can just quickly route it depending on the kind of concern the customer has, however complex or however simple it is. Real-time updates. The use of automation always gives you an up-to-date picture of your business. Automation provides you with real-time updates on inventory, customer experience process, and communication. You can set up real-time inventory results, know what you have on hand at all times, prevent inability to fill orders by overselling. This will improve customer experience as well. Predict customer trends with automated real-time reports. See what your customers are viewing, purchasing, or talking about across the network. Use real-time technology to keep stock updated, keep track of inventory in real-time, replace inventory when stock runs low with automation. Inbound communication or inbound call management. Inbound customer relationship management is a term used to describe customer experience when the customer initiates a contact with the business first. The contact can be initiated through any means of communication, including an inbound call center or via the business online website. Often, inbound CRM is a part of the sales or other customer support relationship. Managing inbound communication at scale is a daunting task that requires extensive efforts to respond to every incoming call and text faster. This further requires additional workforce and time investment to handle every inbound call or text effectively. If users have appropriate call and text management tools in place, it becomes easier to wrap up every support case in a single call session. This further helps to reduce support cases and back-to-back calls. What is an automatic call distributor? An ACD or automatic call distributor is a tool commonly used in the telephony industry. ACD systems are commonly found out in any office that handles a large volume of inbound calls. The primary purpose of an automatic call distributor is to route incoming calls to contact center agents or employees with specific skills. The ACD system utilizes a rule-based routing strategy based on a set of instructions that dictates how inbound calls are handled and directed. These rules are often simply based on guiding a caller to any agent as fast as possible, but multiple variables may be added, all with the end goal of connecting the customer to a qualified agent as quickly as possible. Managing and routing literally thousands of calls to the correct agent is a difficult task, and it's often done in concert with an interactive voice response, IVR system, to better determine the customer's needs. While originally intent of this entire thing was to route incoming phone calls, today's ACDs are increasingly sophisticated, omni-channel routing engines, capable of routing customer inquiries that are received via email, messaging, web chat, social media, or other digital channels. What are the common features of an ACD? The most automatic call distribution systems are capable of routing of incoming calls and digital interactions to specific agents based on predefined criteria, interactions with CRM and other systems via computer telephony integration to pop relevant information to the agent automatically, multiple call queues, identification and rapid response to VIP callers, reporting on interaction volumes and agent activities, call center overflow to voicemail, integrated auto attendance allowing callers to reach a specific agent. Voice biometrics is the science of using a person's voice as a uniquely identifying biological characteristic in order to authenticate them, also referred to as voice verification or speaker recognition. Voice biometrics enables fast, frictionless, and highly secure access for a range of use cases, from call center, mobile, and online applications to chatbots, IoT devices, and physical access. Voice biometric technology, simply put, verifies the identity of a speaker. Somewhat confusing, it's also known as voice recognition, speaker recognition, voice printing, voice authentication, and others. For sake of clarity, we call it voice biometrics. ASR, or automated speech recognition, is a key aspect of technologies such as interactive voice response, which is IVR, in vehicle entertainment and emergency services, mobile, and computing. The technology identifies the words a speaker says. A voice biometrics maps the speaker's unique characteristics and then uses the map or later identification. A user provides one or more audio samples, which the system analyzes to create a unique voice print for the speaker. Whenever the user calls in, the software compares the speaker's voice print to the voice print on the file. Predictive dialing. What is that? Predictive dialing is a method of making several automated outbound calls without using agents. Answered calls are then passed to agents. A computer makes dialing decisions based on certain algorithms to support business objectives. Predictive dialers eliminate the need for agents to dial numbers manually, saving the time for them. When this technology was first introduced, it was used mainly by banking sector for debt collections. Yep, it was. Over the years, many other types of businesses have adopted predictive dialing methods. Although predictive dialing began as a hardware solution, it has become a software as a service solution based in the public cloud. Email response management system. ERMs, or email response management system, is a service or software product that provides handling for a volume of email messages, often for an enterprise. These systems typically categorize and manage individual emails using rules defined by the users and backup or archive emails for storage and potential retrieval. Email response management systems are also known as email response management services. One aspect of email handling is documentation. Many email response management systems log the source and destination for each email message, while also logging response times, follow-up messages, and message statuses. Another component is email archiving. Companies use email archiving for protecting critical information, meeting applicable industry or government regulations, and for processes like e-discovery. In general, these software products have built-in algorithms and protocols for allowing the users to send email handling rules through a visual interface. These systems ensure that email gets handled in the right way so that the messages are not overlooked, discarded, or subject to unauthorized access. Field technicians. Job management applications offer a range of functionality that is useful to service technicians and managers when planning and performing field service repairs, preventive maintenance, meter readings, inspections, installations, upgrades, and other service tasks. Functionality ranges over cost estimation, quotation, generation, creation of travel tickets, job planning, project management, travel time and distance calculation, GPS mapping, job progress tracking, invoicing, service level management, technician dispatch, time management, and project configuration. All of this is the functionality which ranges over so many different aspects, so many different things that you need to consider. Activity management. Functionality enables service staff to review their workload, to do list, and prioritize as directed by their manager or scheduler, to coordinate activities with other service staff, and to report back on progress, results, and issue resolution. Some applications allow activities to be updated in real time by dispatchers and routed to the technician so that work can be prioritized. Scheduling involves planning and organizing a service technician's activity plan for a day, week, or other periods. A technician's schedule contains details on the customer location, time, product, and issue. Some scheduling applications take into account the range of considerations to ensure the right technician is sent to the service the customer. Customer service managers. Agent management is a high priority for call and engagement center managers. Managers want to employ the lowest headcount compatible with the desired level of service. Too few agents and customers will be dissatisfied with wait times, and too many agents and payroll costs will be unnecessarily high. Customers and managers both want issues to be resolved as quickly as possible by agents. Technologies that contribute to this outcome, including queuing, scripting, and knowledge management, which are discussed in more detail elsewhere. SLM, or service level management. SLM applications allow managers to establish, monitor, and control the level of service that is offered to customers and technicians to deliver the level of service agreed upon. SLM applications enable both the parties to identify when potential problems such as service degradation or degradation occurs and to respond to them quickly. Service analytics provides managers with information on how effectively and effectively customer service generally and individual agents or technicians specifically are operating and how satisfied customers are with the services that they receive. Important metrics for managers of field service operations include technician utilization, parts inventory, travel time, first time fix rate, etc. Customer self-service. Customer self-service is the process by which customers resolve their own problems without any help from a customer support agent. Benefits of customer self-service: Customers prefer to help themselves these days. A Gartner report suggests and shows that 70% of customers use self-service channels to resolve their issues. Customers' desire is then the only reason to adopt self-service. It also helps support teams work more efficiently. The team at Stanley Black and Decker learned this after implementing a unified approach to support that included self-service. After improving help center content and embedding a knowledge center web widget, the company saw a reduction in resolution times across the board. Also, the average customer satisfaction score increased from 85% to 90%. When done well, self-service increases customer satisfaction and improves both live agent and efficiency and the bottom line for companies. Both your live agent efficiency is going to increase because a lot of the queries are not coming to him or her, but are instead being solved by the customer himself or herself. So the bottom line is also going to eventually increase for companies. Examples of customer self-services. With customers online more than ever, companies have added more service options to reduce ticket volume and meet customer demand for always-on support. Here are a few examples of customer self-service options. FAQ pages, knowledge base, or help center connection. Here are a few examples of customer self-service options. FAQ page, knowledge base, or help center content, community forums, mobile apps, AI-powered chat, and messaging automated call center. All of this is going to help you reduce your customer service agent's energy and effort and respond to a lot of queries by themselves. FAQ page stands for frequently asked questions. FAQ page contains answers to the most common questions and the most frequently asked questions by the users. FAQ for a retainer will be probably including what is your return policy, followed by a brief explanation. The keyword here is brief. FAQ pages need to be simple and concise. One guideline for good FAQ design is to provide links to other resources, such as a knowledge base with more in-depth articles, a customer support phone line, or a live messaging service. Knowledge base or help center content. With an AI-powered knowledge base, you can proactively answer questions without making customers hunt for the right information. To find help center content, customers use a search tool on a company website or web search engines like Google. In addition to the company website and search engines, a company's mobile app can deliver help center content. These helpful features for discussing and discovering help content are critical for full story since their customers, engineers, and software developers often need to easily and quickly retrieve answers at any time. Community forums are a place where users can ask questions and receive answers from other users, as well as search previously asked questions. Companies can operate a community forum as part of their knowledge base as a separate area of their website. The forums typically have community moderators with some oversight from company admins. Communities are the key to success for brands in 2023 and beyond. You must not just for customer support, but for better closures, better ROIs, build a closely tight-knit community. There are a lot of reasons for companies to maintain a community forum. The most obvious one is that sometimes the best people to address customer issues are other customers themselves. They've interacted with your product as a real-world user, so they can see issues that people in-house may have overlooked. Consumers no longer want to just be customers. They want to feel like they're creating the brand with you as a constituent. Customer-centric companies are 60% more profitable than companies that are not focused on the consumer. Simply put, building an online community builds human connections and makes your brand feel more real and adaptable. Building confidence with your consumers is critical for your long-term success. Customers have become more diligent about doing their own product research, seeking out reviews, or being influenced by word of mouth before purchasing a product. A brand community can help develop trust because the validation comes from real consumers, not from the brand. According to research by Nielsen, 4/5 of people trusted a referral or recommendation more if it came from a person they know, meaning the importance of community is at an all-time high. Fitbit, a wearable-based fitness company, has a vibrant user community that provides over 1 million community members value through forums and groups based on product type, product feature, platform, and health and wellness. For companies like Fitbit, where the purchase cycle is elongated and the members are unlikely to own more than one product at a time, the community also allows the brand to interact with other customer base and provide them the value outside of their transactions. The Fitbit community provides members an exclusive experience through community-only events, developer opportunities, and a community council for its members. For those who want more from the Fitbit experience, Fitbit also offers Fitbit Premium, a subscription that provides members even more opportunities to connect with Fitbit, other Fitbit members, and personalized coaching as a part of customers' fitness journeys. Many consumer technology companies face a similar challenge to Fitbit, where elongated purchase cycles limit customers' transactional interactions with a brand. However, customer communities allow brands to interact with their customer base outside of the purchase cycle, providing customers a value-added experience that cannot be achieved through other interactions with the brand. Brand-offered communities can provide customers with access to exclusive information and content, intentional opportunities to connect with other customers and the brand, as well as enhanced support to optimize product use. For technology products with longer purchase cycles, this low-barrier engagement is extremely valuable. Maintaining the customer brand connection, even for those customers who won't be making any purchase, is very, very important. You need to maintain the customer brand connection, even though a customer is not going to be making any purchase anytime soon. That is going to keep your brand on the top of the line of the customer for the next time he or she wants to buy that product or in that category. Mobile app. Customers can use a mobile app to trigger a support workflow automation. For example, through the Grubhub mobile app, diners can make changes to their orders and get refunds with the tap of a button. Likewise, with their mobile app for delivery drivers, users can report delivery issues without having to call dispatch for support. AI-powered chat and messaging. Today, we see chatbots answering questions everywhere customers are messaging. This includes messaging via websites, mobile apps, SMS, and social channels like WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger. Messaging and bots enable customer service teams to scale their operations and provide always-on support at the customer's convenience. Meanwhile, agents are freed up to focus on the conversations that truly need a human touch. Automated call center. Even in the age of emails, texts, and DMs, phone calls and supporting technology play an important role in customer service. In a self-service scenario, a customer calls a company to solve a problem without speaking with a live support agent. Interactive voice response, also known as IVR technology, makes this type of customer self-service possible. Combined with automated voice menus, IVR can also provide pre-recorded answers to frequently asked questions like, what's your mailing address? Or what's the status of my order? Tips for improving your customer self-service strategy. The foundation of a great self-service experience is simplicity. You need to make it as simple, as straightforward, as easy to understand as possible for your customers. To be able to find an answer, understand the actions they need to take to find the answer, act on resolving the issues. Thus, these three simple steps. Focus on strategy on these five crucial elements. Number one, discoverability. In a great self-service experience, the right answers are easy to find, making your self-service options more discoverable by introducing them as the first touch point in every channel of your company uses. Prominently feature a link to help your help center on your homepage and make sure your internal search bar takes people to relevant information for the terms they're searching. The moment someone visits your website, your support chatbot should greet them and ask if they need help. You can also increase the discoverability of your help content with search engine optimization. This way, your customers are likely to find the company's own help resources if they Google their problem. Proactivity. Even better than making your answers easy to find, create proactive self-service solutions, so customers don't have to ask for help in the first place. More companies are reaching out via text, email, or phone before a customer reports a problem. Here's a commonplace example of proactive self-service in the pandemic era. The follow-up messaging after a grocery delivery. As simple as that. Customers get a message via text or mobile app asking how the delivery went, if they need anything else, if something was missing, or how was the order and the delivery agent's behavior. If the customer has an issue, they can immediately follow the steps resolving it. No search for answers needed. Accessibility. Different customer support channels have distinct accessibility advantages. Call centers, for example, can be helpful for people with visual impairments, but not for non-speaking people. Web-based knowledge centers and chatbots are helpful for people with hearing challenges, but not for people without internet access. Number four, clarity. Simply put, do not confuse or overwhelm your customers with too much of information at once. Do not use technical jargons, corporate jargons, just use plain, simple, easy-to-understand language. Study knowledge-based search trends to see if you're using the same terms your customers are actually searching for. To make sure your help content is readable for the average consumer, aim for a 8th grade reading level. Use an AI writing assistant tool to keep your language consistent, grammatically correct and clear, as simple as Grammarly, one of the best tools to help you there. A lot of these tactics follow from smart knowledge-based design. Organize knowledge-based articles in categories for easy navigation. If it's too cluttered or chaotic, customers may give up their search before they begin. Number 5, innovation. It's a common misstep for companies to take a rigid, one-and-done approach for setting up a self-service channel. As customers embrace new ways of looking for help, your self-service process needs to change with them. Use key self-service metrics like customer satisfaction, CSAT scores, tickets created, and bounce rates to create benchmarks for improvement. Gorman advises companies to take an interactive approach. Start small, start with just things that are most important, and then learn as you go. The best thing that you can do. Consider beta testing new approaches with small customer groups before rolling out changes company-wide. Obviously, test it on a small audience before you roll it out for everybody else in the company. With that, we come to the conclusion of the chapter. What we learned in this chapter was all about what is customer service. 7 pillars of great customer service versus customer experience, customer service automation strategies, pros and cons of customer service automation, automatic call distributor, and how to improve your customer self-service strategy. Now, I want you to quickly revive and revisit the entire chapter before you move on to the next one. Take a short break, drink lots of water, breathe in, breathe out, listen to some music, do what you like to before you come back to the next chapter, and you know what to do. Wherever you go, whoever you meet, whenever you can, don't forget to smile and spread a smile. Thank you so much.